Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast. The home theater podcast that's all about the experiences, the sights, the sounds, the scenes. And this is a special edition podcast because something that is stuck in my craw. We got to get back into the theaters. I'm going to tell you why.
This is Bright Side Home Theater.
Hey, thanks for pushing play on the Bright Side Home Theater Podcast, this special edition. My motivation for this, I don't know. I may have just come from the movies. Not really sure, you know. But, hey, home theater fans, if you're watching this, obviously you're a home theater fan. If you're listening to this, obviously you're a home theater fan. But why do we go to the movies? Why should we go to the movies? That's your vote, okay? That's why I wanted to get home, tell this, talk about this, because here's the thing. Very simply, if everybody stopped going to the movies, they'd stop making big budget movies, right? I know. My vote is I want them at home. Okay. I do too. I want to watch them at home. But here's the thing, movies at home, only at home, it doesn't look like that model works. Netflix is the only streamer that doesn't have an umbrella. And what I mean by an umbrella is a company over them paying for these movies. Amazon doesn't release their movies into the theater, but they're Amazon. They're billions and billions of dollars before they even make any content. So that's taken care of. But look at Disney Plus. Look at HBO Max. All of those movies, all of those big blockbuster movies that are so expensive to make, they're paid for before we even see them in the home. Or for the most part, they're paid for. Some of them don't do so well. But that even makes up for a movie like a movie like Endgame. Do you know how many movies that paid for by doing billions and billions of dollars before we see it in the home? So get out, go to the theater if you're able to. I understand the circumstances. I have a friend that can't. He can't get out and go to the theater. He has some situations in his home that he can't go out, catch anything, and come home. That's a different story. But for people that are like, you know what? My theater is really, really good. And I'm just going to wait the 45 days or the 2 months. And I'm going to get it in my home without the sticky floors, without the little. That's it. That's why we go to the movies, for that experience. That's what this podcast is about. My podcast has always been about the experience of the home theater, of being in your home theater, the sights, the sounds, the scenes. But all of that came from going to the movies. These big blockbuster movies, get out and give your vote for these movies because that's why they make them. Then they come to our home. They don't make these for just straight to. Do you remember what it used to be? Straight to VHS? Those were crappy movies. Straight to DVD. It's a crappy movie. So if that's what you want, lower budgeted movies, that's what we're going to get. But if we can go to the theater and cast your vote that I love these blockbuster movies, I love taking in these movies with a room full of people cheering, crying, laughing, all of that stuff. Go back. I go back to when I was a kid, going to the movies with my dad to see Star Wars. That's how I started my home theater podcast. My home theater was based off of going to the movies, going to see Rambo, First Blood Part 2, going to see Platoon, going to see Dumb and Dumber, Forrest Gump, Goodfellas in the theater, JFK, all of these movies I saw in the theater. And that's what, on Twitter, what do we say when somebody's like, what's the first movie you saw? I saw Star Wars in the theater, or I saw this in the theater. That's, it's a badge now. It's like, yeah, I saw that in the theater. Oh, wow. Why are we doing that? Why are we waiting? Just because we have the capability to wait doesn't mean we should wait. You don't, we need to be voting with our feet and our wallets to support, one, the theaters, and two, the idea of the blockbuster. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, oh, I'd love to see Top Gun Maverick, but, you know, I'll just wait until I get it at home. My theater's really good. I have friends that are saying that, and I laugh, and we laugh together. I have people I don't even know I see on Twitter saying that. That's all well and good. But if everybody did that, where would we be? We don't need to go to the theaters. I have a great theater. My theater rivals Dolby Cinema. If you don't believe me, come and check it out. It rivals Dolby Cinema, I think. But I love going. I see movies multiple times, cast my vote. That's what, be that example. Be the example for people out there, the next generation. I'm older now. I don't need to go to the movies. I have a very capable system here, but I want to raise my kids. I want to be an example to the next generation that going to the movies is fun. Getting that popcorn, taking out a date night, taking your girlfriend to the movies when you were a kid. That's what I did. Why are we just saying, I'll wait to stream it, or I'll wait to get it on disc? There'll be time for that. Think of going to the movies as a sneak peek on what you're going to get in your theater. Be that example. Our entire love of home theater comes from going to the movies when we were a kid. Enjoying that. What are we trying to recreate in our homes? The theater experience. And now we're not going to go to the theater? Let's be a better example. Let's go to the theaters. Have fun. Enjoy it on the big, big screen. Then you get to enjoy it at home. And then you get to compare and have fun with it. That's what this is all about. Have fun. Be an example. So let's go to the movies. Then push play.